I invite you to stand as you are able in the reading of the gospel. The gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
I invite the kids to go to the creation station. When I think of the church I grew up in, I think about freshly brewed coffee. I don't even drink coffee, but when I smell freshly brewed coffee, I think of church. I think of the sound of muffled voices as we waited for church to start. When I was in eighth grade, I was in the confirmation class at Shawnee Presbyterian Church, and I loved it because I'm a nerd. And I loved about the history of the church, I loved reading the Bible, and I loved asking a lot of questions. And one day at Sunday school, the teacher tells us to go home and find out if we've been baptized, since that has to happen before we can officially become members of the church and confirmed. So I go home, go to my mom and say, "Mom, have I been baptized?" She says, "Nope." "What?" I was horrified. "What do you mean I haven't been baptized? Has Jeff, my brother, has he been baptized?" We never got around to it. "Mom, I have to be baptized in order to be a member of the church. We got to get this, you know, going. I need to be baptized." So my mom calls the pastor, arranges for me and both my younger brother to be baptized a couple Sundays before confirmation Sunday. But I had to go back to my confirmation class and report. My mom just never got around to baptizing me as a kid. And everybody was super nice about it. Nobody was like, you know, condemning me in any way. Everybody was super cool. They thought I could make my own choice. They thought that was really cool. I was just a grumpy 14-year-old. And it's Baptism of the Lord Sunday today. So we meet Jesus this morning as he begins his public ministry for the first time. And it doesn't start off the way one would think. You know, some cool epic battle with the devil, or healing thousands right out the gate, or overthrowing evil dictators. Instead, we meet Jesus, and he's wading in the water with John the Baptist. And John himself is like, "Why are you asking me to be baptized? If anything, this should be the other way around. Jesus should be baptizing John." And Jesus simply says, "Let it be so for now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." So after Jesus emerges from the water, he sees the heavens torn apart, the Spirit descends on him like a dove, and a voice comes from heaven that says, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And in our scripture text today, we have so much water imagery. In the psalm, we are reminded that the voice of the Lord is upon those mighty waters. Isaiah reminds us of God's justice, and justice, like the prophet Amos states, will roll down like waters. The water delivers the Israelites out of the darkness and into the light towards the promised land. And of course, in our own baptism story, we are reminded of the water that delivers us. We're delivered from the messiness, sinfulness of the world. We become dead to sin and within moments become alive in Jesus Christ. And when we reflect on our own baptism, we remember that saving power of Jesus Christ through his death on the cross. But for a lot of people, you're baptized as babies, don't remember much of our baptism. But for some of us, baptism happened when we're kids or adults or even grandparents. Now, I wish I could tell you my own baptism was this amazing, magical moment. And I remember every word that was spoken. And I felt God's grace with me at the time. And it was the moment I knew God had called me into ministry. But none of that happened. You know what happened? I stood up there and I was 14 and I was super embarrassed. Because who wants to be baptized with their little brother? No one. Okay? I'm standing up there and I'm eighth grade, so my brother is probably fifth grade. And we're up there and the whole church is staring at me and I'm just frozen. And he's putting water on the side of my hair. And I remember this is taking forever. He has to do this two more times. It all felt very slow motion. And at my church, when you were baptized, they also anointed you with oil. So the pastor's like making the sign of the cross on my forehead, sealing me as a child of the covenant. And I immediately wanted to look at my forehead because I thought the oil was visible, like you could see it. And so I was picturing like an Ash Wednesday cross, except it was like shiny on my forehead. It did not show up. It was just a symbol. But here's the thing. When my baptism was over, the only thing I felt was relief and water that was still clinging to the side of my hair. But when I was in my first year of seminary, my grandpa would tell anyone at church that who would listen that I was studying to be a pastor. So it was no surprise that when I got an email from Pastor Craig asking me if I would come preach at Shawnee Presbyterian when he was out of town. Now, this was not a pastor from my childhood. I had never met this guy. But I said yes, knowing that my grandparents would be thrilled. And so I walked into that building on Sunday morning, and I remember how much this church had shaped me. How I used to run up the stairs to get to preschool, how I memorized all the books of the Bible in fourth grade so I could receive the prize of a $2 bill from my Sunday school teacher. And how this church had walked me through some of the darkest times in my life. And when I was done preaching, the congregation supported me, encouraged me. Some were so excited because they remembered me as far back as preschool, and some didn't know me at all. But all of them embraced me and welcomed me. And my church continued to remember those vows that they had made to me in baptism. It was a little over 3 years ago when my friend Donna sat across from me and said, "I want to be baptized. Can you baptize me?" Donna was 82 years old. She was a very active participant in our church. She attended Bible study, women's group, church events. And Donna was so joyful to be around. No matter what you were doing, she was always amazed at whatever you were doing. It didn't matter what it was. She was so proud of you. But Donna had this deep desire for more when it came to her faith life. She was brought into church in her early teen years by her cousin. And once she got married, she lived on a farm. She had her children baptized and raised in church. But she herself just never got around to it. She never got baptized. So we discussed her baptism. She had prayed and felt it was finally time for her to take this next step in her faith journey. And on the day of her baptism, there was such joy. I asked Donna, "Will you be Christ's faithful disciple, obeying his word and showing his love to your life's end?" And she answered, "I will, with God's help." And the congregation welcomed her in officially into the church. But it was the church that had sustained her all along. It was important to Donna to publicly confess her faith and join the body of Christ, not because she received any special privileges, but because she knew that the saving power of Jesus Christ was a force that she needed in her life. And in March of 2025, Donna passed away from cancer. And she was a good and faithful servant till the very end. And you know what? The church was there. That church brought casseroles and prayed and visited with her. And the church that affirmed her at her baptism was there when her baptism was complete. We talk a lot about what it means to make promises to those who are baptized. The promise to support and love and care for all those in our congregation. to be the adopted parents and grandparents and brothers and sisters. And when we talk about baptism, we think about it delivering us from our sins. And we are. We are dead and alive in Christ. That is true. But we are also delivered into this community of faith that will help nurture us as we grow, no matter how old we are in the church. On the day that I was ordained to ministry, Pastor Craig presented me with a stone on the day of my ordination. It was a little rock that came from the same baptismal font where I was baptized. And when I hold it, I remember that little church in Shawnee, Kansas, that took their baptismal vows seriously. And I remember my good friend Donna and all the churches that supported her on her faith journey. And that is the best part about baptism. When we're baptized, the water delivers us into the hands of the body of Christ. It is the community that welcomes us home, whether we're young or old, a lifetime member or a first-time guest. It is the community I have discovered here at Hosanna. A community that takes their baptismal vows seriously, that promises to walk alongside each other no matter what the circumstances. A community that recognizes whose they are in Jesus Christ and are intent on showing it to the world. So on this Sunday, as we sit and reflect on baptism, on this water, this magical, holy, life-giving water, this water that makes us dead to sin, that makes us recognize our flaws and realize sometimes we're the worst and sometimes we're not worthy. But that same water makes us alive in Jesus Christ. It frees us from sin and reminds us that we are so fiercely loved by the Almighty God. And we have to keep coming back week after week to confess that we've messed up, but we still get God's grace anyways. And it's in this water that we are held in the hands of the body of Christ, who helps us along the way, who builds us up, who prays and cares for us. For it is in this water that we are called, and it is in this water that we find our home, our community, the body of Christ. May we always remember our baptism and the waters that deliver us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.